Jury selection is underway in Chesapeake, Virginia, in the trial of 18-year-old Lee Boyd Malvo. Malvo faces the death penalty if convicted of murdering an FBI analyst a year ago during a wave of sniper attacks in suburban Washington, D.C. 10 people were killed, 6 others wounded. Malvo's plea is not guilty by reason of insanity. His attorneys say he was programmed to kill by his alleged accomplice, John Muhammad. Muhammad is being tried separately in nearby Virginia Beach for another of the murders. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
On October 14, 2002, Linda Franklin and her husband Ted went out to buy shelving at a hardware store near Falls Church, Virginia. They were loading some packages into their car when a loud crack cut through the air. The 47-year-old Franklin slumped to the ground. A bullet had pierced her temple. She died shortly after. Prosecutors say the then 17-year-old Lee Boyd Malvo pulled the trigger that launched the bullet that ultimately took Franklin's life. He now faces a death penalty for Franklin's murder and that of 9 others. Victor Stribe is a professor of law at Ohio Northern University. He's an expert on the juvenile death penalty and an opponent of capital punishment. Stribe says Malvo's case is politically charged.
So many people staking not only their reputations but perhaps their political and professional future on the outcome of this case will undoubtedly affect the way it comes out. It obviously started at the highest levels, and now lots of people pushing for this,
including Attorney General John Ashcroft, who decided Malvo would be tried in Virginia because it's a state that uses the death penalty more often than Maryland, and it executes minors as Malvo was at the time. Still, Stribe believes that the chances are not good that Malvo will be executed, even if he is found guilty. The rate of death sentences handed down to juvenile capital cases has been declining for the past 15 years. Stribe says that has a lot to do with the mitigating circumstances, such as the defendant's background or upbringing. Stribe says Malvo was essentially brainwashed by 42-year-old John Muhammad, his older alleged accomplice.
Usually you will see a case of a kid who's kind of encouraged to engage in criminal behavior by perhaps older gang members. I don't know of any case in which it appears that the juvenile offender was literally kidnapped by a man, taught to be a killer, and driven to the scene and then probably ordered to kill.
Malvo's defense team says that their client's indoctrination by Muhammad was so severe that it resulted in a form of insanity. But even an 8-year-old knows it's wrong to shoot someone, says Lawrence Steinberg, a professor of psychology at Temple University, who has studied adolescent development and juvenile justice. Steinberg says he believes a father figure such as Muhammad could have an enormous impact on someone such as Malvo, who was raised primarily by his mother. But Steinberg says,
I think that very few people, myself included, would believe that the brainwashing completely exculpates Malvo, that it makes us reach a verdict of not guilty. At the same time, I think, however, that these arguments might make a reasonable person decide that Malvo should not be punished as much as we would punish an adult under the same conditions.
And there's the chance an insanity defense could backfire, says Jamie Ornstein, a former federal prosecutor who was involved in trying Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh. An insanity plea means that the defendant is essentially saying, I did it, but I have an excuse. Ornstein says that logic doesn't always work with a jury.
It's a hard sell for jurors because any time you want to convince people that you shouldn't be held responsible for your own actions, I think you meet up against a lot of resistance from people who take responsibility for their actions every day. And it has to be a very compelling case to succeed.
Still, an insanity plea could save Malvo's life. And Ornstein says, oddly enough, Malvo's defense could be given a boost by Muhammad's trial. The prosecutors there have tried to depict Muhammad as the younger defendant's puppet master. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.